Boston and Longtime here on WONY Oneonta. That song, that album, taking us back to the bicentennial year. Yeah, many, many years ago. When that LP first came out, it broke all kinds of sales records. And at that time, it was the best-selling debut LP in the U.S. Well, hiya, hiya, Johnny G with you on a Tuesday, a snowy Tuesday afternoon. And it's so good to be back at WONY. The last time I had my own radio show on WONY, oof. Let's see, Ronald Reagan was the president. The Cosby Show was the number one TV show. And Police Academy was the highest grossing movie of this week in 1984. Wow. So it is good to be back. And I just want to thank whoever thought of this from WONY of letting the alumni come back on the air, because this is just a lot of fun. The name of the show is the Rewind Cafe, and I'll be doing anything from the 60s up until, you know, the 1990s. A lot of good songs that you don't really get to hear anymore. I was on this past weekend for Alumni Weekend, and I tried to play a particular song that I saw in a movie, Jojo Rabbit, and it was the final song of the movie. And it was from David Bowie, and I never heard this song before, and I really liked it. I tried playing it Saturday, but for some reason it wouldn't, so I'm going to try again. It's going to work. 90.9 FM, Red Dragon Radio.
Nothing.
Now 80, and he's still on tour, having sold over 120 million records. Not a bad life. Johnny G with you. This is the Rewind Cafe on a Tuesday afternoon at WONY Oneonta. Ace Frehley here on 90.9 FM WONY. And Ace was one of the original founding members of the group KISS. Continuing along on a Tuesday morning. Well, actually, it's Tuesday afternoon now. This is the Allman Brothers. you know, talk about a super group that is Eric Clapton, Steve Winwood, and Ginger Baker. Can't Find My Way Back Home. One album, and then they broke up. Hiya, hiya, Johnny G with you. This is the Rewind Cafe on a snowy, cold Tuesday afternoon. And I see the National Weather Service just put out a statement until 1 o'clock with gusty winds, snow showers. It doesn't feel like April. Feels more like January. But, you know, I just read this interesting article. It pays to be a good son or daughter. A woman in Maryland called her son up and said, "Can you come over and help me rearrange the furniture?" And he did. And in the course of rearranging the furniture, he found these unused lottery tickets. They were scratch-offs. So he says to his mother, "You know, I found these tickets." She said, "Take them home. Scratch them off. If you win, then we'll split the money." And he did. He took the tickets home. His wife and him started scratching off the tickets. The first one was like $5. A couple more in, they got $8. The last one, they scratched off $50,000. Yeah. Mom said she hasn't heard from her son in 6 months now. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. They split the money. 90.9 FM, WONY, Oneonta. David Lee Roth, former lead singer of Van Halen, always had that argument, who was better, David Lee Roth or Sammy Hagar in Van Halen, doing the remake of the Beach Boys' California Girls. Hiya, hiya, Johnny G along with you. This is the Rewind Cafe on a cold, snowy Tuesday afternoon. Well, it was on this day back in 2012. Let me backtrack a little bit. If you're a fan or a history buff of rock and roll music, you're familiar with The Who, and you're familiar with Keith Moon. And Keith Moon was the original drummer for The Who. He passed away in 1978, okay? So fast forward to 2012. London is getting ready to host the Olympics. So on this day back in 2012, somebody from the Olympics committee thought it would be a good idea to get Keith Moon to perform at the Olympics. So they contacted the Who manager. The Who manager replied in an email. He says, Keith Moon now resides in the Golders Green Crematorium, and having lived up to The Who's anemic line, I hope I die before I get old. He went on to say that if they have a round table, some glasses, candles, they just might be able to contact him.
got flowers in the spring. I got you to wear my
WONY, Oneonta.
I've seen the dark side too.